This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has replaced the commander of its Crimea-based Black Sea Fleet, a state news agency reported on Wednesday, after a series of explosions rocked the peninsula it annexed in 2014 and had previously seen as a secure rear base for its war in Ukraine. Moscow blamed saboteurs for the blast that engulfed an ammunition depot in northern Crimea on Tuesday. Ukraine has not officially taken responsibility, but has hinted at it. The apparent Ukrainian capability to strike deeper into Russian-occupied territory, either with some form of weapon or with sabotage, indicates a shift in the conflict. On Wednesday, Russia's RIA news agency cited sources as saying the commander of its Black Sea Fleet had been replaced with a new chief. After 1 million deaths from COVID, the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced a shakeup of the federal health agency, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the CDC fell short responding to the coronavirus and needs to become more nimble. She calls this a CDC initiative and was not directed by the White House. During the pandemic, there was frustration, especially among Republicans in Congress, like Texas's Chip Roy, over CDC guidance.
The vaccine work or they don't work? Do the masks work so they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The changes include restructuring the CDC communications office and further revamping websites to make the agency's guidance for the public more clear and easier to find. It has long been criticized for focusing on collection and analysis of data, but not acting quickly against new health threats. Walensky says this will not simply be moving boxes on the organization chart. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.